Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Tammy with Lux Home Care. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi. I believe you spoke with Stella last week.
Not me. Oh, me. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought she was saying Ella, but she said Stella.
Stella. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just following up. If you reached out to the state yet regarding your Medicaid?
No. No. It's
you
not
haven't...
my. It's not me. No, it's my daughter.
Oh.
It's,
oh,
but,
your daughter was in touch with them?
No, she was not. But I don't know who she was in touch with. But let me tell you this. I had told Stella.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going to take care of my daughter, and you know, so that I could get paid. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't find her number. My phone updated, and it did a whole lot of crazy stuff, and I couldn't find her number. So I wanted to call her to tell her that I'm not a home care person, and I don't want to be one. I was just telling her that I'm taking care of her right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, what's your,
that's
what's
what
your
I'm
daughter's
saying.
Name?
Angela Hayes.
So who needs the home care services?
Angela Hayes.
Angela.
My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Angie, hold on. Angie, did you call someone? Did you talk to someone last week about home care?
Stella.
This past week. I said, did you?
No.
I'm going to let you talk to her. Hold
okay,
on.
Sure.
I'm going to cut it down.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking to Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care.
Yes, ma'am.
I see here you spoke to Stella last week.
Stella? What is Stella? Is she a nurse or an OT or PT or something?
No, she works with us with Deluxe Home Care. I see here you spoke to her regarding your Medicaid.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you called the state yet to see if it's active.
So what I did was I have a cousin who has her home health care business, and she called the state, and they told me that she was trying to see what was pending or why my Medicaid wasn't coming up active, because it was supposed to be active as of January 13th, and it wasn't. And they told her that they were waiting on a deposit slip from me, from my bank. So what I did was I had went to Office Depot and faxed it to the number that the state gave me. It was a 573 number. And so that's the last thing I did. That was last Friday that it was faxed over to state. Yes, ma'am. And then my cousin called, and the young lady that my cousin spoke to told her to give them 2 weeks to process the paperwork before it might show active every time somebody does, you know, puts in my number or whatever. And so I don't remember Stella. I don't really know who Stella was. Ma'am?
Yeah, okay, hold on a moment. Let me check that out.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
That's when we were making all them phone calls.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, just a moment.
Yes, ma'am. So when you put my name and number in, does it show active or inactive? Which one?
Okay, it's still showing that it's inactive.
Okay, because she just told my cousin to get him about 2 weeks or like 10 days to process the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the deal is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we'll place your case on hold for now.
Yes, ma'am.
And as soon as you get an update regarding your Medicaid,
yes, ma'am.
I would appreciate if you can call me back.
So if I need to order new Medicaid cards, how do I do it? Because I need I lost my previous card that I had. Can I do that, order new cards?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that, but you'll have to reach out to the state.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So as soon as you get an answer from them regarding your Medicaid,
yes,
please
ma'am.
Let me know. Do you have my number?
Do we have her number? What's your name? I'm so sorry.
Okay. My name is Tammy.
Tammy.
T-A-M-M-Y.
T-A-M-M-Y. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My number is 314.
Her number is 314.
501-501-2507.
2507.
Okay.
Do you have it? Yes, ma'am,
Miss Tammy. Okay, so as soon as you have an update from the state, I would appreciate it if you can call me back on this number.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a minute, Miss Tammy. Did you write that down?
No, I don't know. I'm not listening to you. What did you say?
Oh, I was giving you her number. She wanted me to call her back when I heard... Yeah, her name is Tammy. When I hear
me in my phone.
Okay, yes, ma'am. She said your number should be in her phone. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my number was saved?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Okay, I have another question for you. So I applied for my blind pension. Will I get like any information telling me when that will actually start, or how does that work?
As a caregiver, you want to work?
No, I'm not the caregiver. I'm confused on what you're asking me. You asked me, do I want to work?
No, if you need home care. You said you need home care?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into my own apartment right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay, so as soon as your Medicaid, as soon as your Medicaid is active,
yes,
and
ma'am.
You know, and the state reaches out to you,
yes.
Then we can move forward with, you know, you receiving home care services. Till then, we'll have to wait.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as soon as you get an answer from the state, you'll reach out to me.
Okay, but right now you say it's still showing inactive, right?
Right. Yeah, for now, we'll just have to wait.
Okay, yes, ma'am. No problem. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.